Falling Cow Productions Falling presents, Cow Productions presents anybody's, guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess. Anybody's Guess.
Coffee, yep, theory, yes, sure.
What do you mean by that?
Alright, where do we need to go?
That way. Isn't this awesome? Look at that.
It's the hotel, wow.
1903 to 1966. So, Spirits Bloomington Tours?
Oh, sweet. Historical ghost tours. Mm-hmm. I like ghosts.
But is it? It's like awesome. Look at the time.
Yeah.
I love that this place looks like Chicago, except it's not.
It's not as dangerous. There's a back alley that'd be good for a mob movie or something.
Not in the sex.
Yeah. Well. That's where your mind automatically goes. Yes.
Sorry, anonymous mom sex.
Okay. Just so my idea was incorporated too.
Going to see him, see him, see him. Gotta go see him, see him, see him.
Is it in that same building?
Mm-hmm.
Everything we're looking at?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think that they go first.
Oh, the Klan building?
What?
The Klan building.
The Klan building? Oh, Klem.
And Evans.
All right.
Oh, those are names?
I thought you were saying Klan.
No.
I don't want to go to that building. Freedom from want. Freedom from fear. Freedom from knowing where we are. What's going on?
What is this thing?
Oh, it used to be dangerous. It was called Bloody 66. Oh, man. Atlanta.
That's right. It's white in Atlanta.
Wow, that's...
That's small points of reference no one gets.
That's quite a stretch.
You want to see the little airplane?
Yes.
Do you have to pee?
No.
We should wait till you have to pee.
Why?
Because it's in the basement where the rooms are.
Does this cost anything?
Not today, although it's nice to give like a buck or so. You know.
Okay, I have 2 20s and a 10.
Never mind. Cool.
Alright. Well, I feel bad. You're supposed to donate. How do you know it's free today? It doesn't say anything.
Because I've been here lots.
Oh.
On Tuesdays.
Walking.
Actually, she does like the food too.
where is that?
State Farm.
That's State Farm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
But nobody's smoking at their desk. I thought they did that back in the day.
This is the one that's... Like, it's like all secretaries and stenographers.
Yeah, they all look the same.
They do.
Everybody has dark hair. Everyone has dark hair. You see this?
Yeah.
Was that required?
No, but I think probably dark blonde even photographs. You know, dark because of black and white photography.
Not that dark.
You want me to take a picture of your dad?
What?
Let me take
you
a picture.
Get in there? All right. That's not like fun. They would hold them in here, huh? Close it.
Alright, I'm gonna stand
up. Wait, but you can't.
That's gonna, we're not gonna lock you in.
It's gonna look like I'm not locked in.
Your face right up there looks sad. Head down, you're not a dignified prisoner. Again, I'm gonna smile.
Huh?
Now look at me and smile.
I thought I wasn't supposed to be happy about being in jail.
Well, now you're taking a happy picture. Like you got away with billions of dollars.
Alright, let me see what I look like in bed. God,
it's
I'm like in jail. Mm-hmm. Oh, snap. Let's put one of those on my wallpaper, shall we? Is that as wallpaper? Clickety clack. Bippity bam.
Dr. Silas and Mrs. Hubbard. Dr. Hubbard, a physician.
Wow.
Professions, the law office. This is like a little office for the attorneys?
Well, not this thing exactly. The things that were in the.
Oh, like that wasn't the. That's not like a direct to scale.
No, this was in.
It's like our attorney's offices are bigger than that.
It said that Lincoln works from this desk. This is. Office of Kersey Fell, brother Jesse Fell.
Yeah.
And so his office for says brother. Isn't that awesome?
Worked from this desk when in Bloomington. So you would just like kind of stop and be like, hey, give me give me somewhere to sit.
Give me somewhere to sit.
Donated by the John Gregory family, which is like the Gregory Avenue.
Oh, yeah.
You want to sit in the big red chair?
Well, who wouldn't? Kirk's chair. Who's Kirk? How big was he?
Kirk had, look. That building, Kirkpatrick. We've seen it, right?
This is a ginormous chair.
Howard and Kirkpatrick's store. The novelty chair advertised at Kirkpatrick's furniture store. He's sitting it.
Okay. They say it's okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Where's the camera? Where's your...
Oh, you're gonna phone. Okay, sorry. It's recording.
Okay, now look little.
I don't think that's gonna be a problem.
And that's the truth. Let me see.
But,
good God.
But look, you've seen this building, the Kirkpatrick building, right? Like in downtown, you can still see this building. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
It's not torn. And look, they used to have gargoyles on it.
Oh,
they don't anymore. They still used to.
The gargoyles flew away.
Yeah,
fell off.
Eagle.
The triumph of railroading.
Eagle Machine Shops. Seen that picture before. All those guys. They look pretty happy for being at work.
Remember the Clem building we saw?
Yes.
Ooh, Clem.
Tablet.
There used to be so many businesses around
here. That's a button, not a tablet.
Oh, that's the tablet. This is the clip.
Oh.
There used to be so many businesses here, you know? There used to be so many. Awesome.
Miniature jug, 1892, ruler.
Cast motor.
1925, ruler C, 1915. Ooh. Needle book, 1911. It's 100 years old, that one is.
Oh, Jackie likes this one. Make your own, kind of press it down to make your own seal.
Oh.
I like that.
It's Small towns prospered at the turn of the century. Carlock and Shenoa railroad communities. Yeah. However, convenient interurban trains and more dramatically the automobile revolution of the 20s steeply tilted the commercial and retail balance towards Bloomington. It's been downhill for the smaller towns ever since. Well, yeah, screw them. Danvers. Mm-hmm. Danvers Telephone Company. Is that a phone book?
Mm-hmm.
April 1918. Wow.
A little phone book, so.
Yeah, well, they didn't have very many people.
Oil of Gladness.
Oil of Gladness? Mm-hmm. Douglas Mop. Dustless Mop.
Cleaning supplies were manufactured in Bloomington by Reverend George Hoagland, an African-American businessman. He was actually, I think, one of the first to make a million.
Oh, wow.
African-American.
Beer Nuts. Bloomington Boosters Parade in Pontiac, Illinois. NRA. Closed today in commemoration of our victory. What was that, World War One?
Well, WPA.
Works Progress Administration advises of approval of allotment of $1,096 to provide employment for needy persons to index and catalog records, etc., for McLean County Historical Society.
So they got their records and put people to work.
Jason Hamilton Lewis, or probably James, but J-A-S should be Jace.
In order to get, work at WPA.
One script dollar? Oh, from during the Depression. Yeah.
Book?
Oh man. First National Bank of Normal, Illinois. Ration
wallet. Nice for you. Got it. Father-daughter.
Well, you just know.
John McCarthy.
Oh, look. Normal Theater, 1937.
Double or Nothing with Bing Crosby and Worth Ray.
Displayed art, modern styling, and featured recent Hollywood releases. Which are playing there again today, pretty much. Sweet. Wow, they restored that really.
Yeah, it looks just
true to form. Yeah.
John Lennon.
He was here? No, John B. Lennon, 1849 to 1923, longtime secretary of the American Federation of Labor, Bloomington organizer. I believe John Lennon.
Oh, a tool cabinet. Look at this.
Yeah.
You keep them in your. I learned from the Antiques Roadshow. The toolmakers made this, and the work got it refined it through a year. Because basically, as like a woodworker, it was your resume. When the plant, you bring out your tool cabinet, and they would notice the craftsmanship and what you do. So you did stuff like inlay and all the fancy stuff that you. Because you couldn't take pictures of all your work and stuff like that, but you showed your tool cabinet.
Cool.
Antiques Roadshow, fun.
You've learned a lot from it.
I have indeed. We're done with work.
Okay, good.
Awesome.
Jewelry. Where are we now? Oh, wow. Pins.
Letter open. Watch Bob.
From 1890. Watch fob, 1899. That's a Japanese watch fob. That's interesting.
Man's woolen bathing suit, 1920. Man's what? Look, that would be the coat you'd have to wear. Or that.
Well, you just didn't have to worry about it slipping down.
1947. 1966. They were a lot shorter back then,
okay? Gee. Oh, yeah, they were.
Even the 1975 one.
This suit was worn by Anthony Coos, who sometimes swam at Lake Bloomington. Oh, good luck to him, huh?
1960, look at that. Jeez.
It looks like something Jackie would wear.
1925, ooh.
Women's bathing suit.
Bloomington native took the stage name Irene Delroy, when she became a stage screen star.
Real name Josephine Lucille Sanders.
I wonder if she was in East Island.
Probably. Unless she wasn't in until the 30s. That might have just been what she wore in 1925.
Oh, this my would be God. Something like my mom would wear.
Yeah. Look, a two-piece.
Because she was 16.
Scandalous.
She was 16. She would have worn, definitely.
1961, that one.
Jewel is a common name down here, isn't it? I've seen more Jewels as first names than I've seen.
Yeah, that's more common here.
Ooh.
Like Kentucky and stuff.
Oh, bathing caps. My mom had one. I remember one of them.
1985. Really?
Yeah, it's not old enough to be in a museum because it's 25 years ago.
Huh. Yeah, but I don't remember those being worn at that time.
You were 10. Did you notice?
I know things. Men's spectacles and case, circa 1865. These glasses belong to Flavius Briggs. Wow.
Really, 1928?
Flavius.
Wow.
1928 eyeglasses.
Ooh, a hair necklace. Made out of human hair.
Really?
Yeah, you get, it was a thing with women, you get
tell.
Locks of hair from people you love, or if a friend of yours passed away, they clip like a lock for long hair and you make jewelry out of it to remember her by.
Oh, wow. Stone elephant charms. Turquoise ring set. Scarab ring.
Yeah.
Egypt. Yeah, Egypt was big in the
20s. Oh, yeah, because they just opened Tut's tomb. It's like when they finally found the Titanic. You know, that's complicated.
Yeah. Elizabeth Ives purchased a scarab for this ring while on her honeymoon in Egypt. Scarabs are symbols of regeneration and resurrection in Egyptian culture.
People.
Just me.
Oh, sure. Actually. Enough, I can bolt it. Which means we are going to see the little orange airplane. Mom is done. By the time they come back, it'll be cold, so.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And it's a really good pumpkin spice from the gas station.
I love this
one. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then do it.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
She understood. I said, do you want to sign in?
Okay.
He always complains he can't hear me when I...
Is this the 10th?
Today's the 11th.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what?
Yes, you took 2 days off work.
Yeah, but I put the... when I paid the mortgage payment, I put the 10th on it. Mm-hmm. Hope they won't be mad.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. They'll be like...
I've been amazed where it's going. I've had a slow and steady stream throughout the day here.
Yeah.
It's kind of a fun idea, like they were doing lunch with all the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
It was. It was during like the summer and the fall. My daughter's at preschool. This was our Tuesday. Yeah, this was our Tuesday, and she loved the cabin and the food. That's all we went to. I think one time. I think one time she crawled into the thing and, you know, she pretended to be drafted. And a couple times we got to play in... Well, a couple times we got to play in the courthouse where she, how she go... You know, I taught her to say, you know, I object and overrule and stuff.
That's the first time I've been in here.
When you come here, like, when you're here with a five-year-old, she only wants to do three things.
Yeah. Thank you. Noticeably so. Ooh, I'm gonna slam the door.
Look at this whiskey flask. Doesn't stand
it's the
up.
First thing you see when you walk into the people room.
I just thought it was cool because it's got no flat bottom. It's got the. It's made to be put in. The...
Oh. Check this out.
My name. Is Luanna Saunders Clark, and I was born in Kentucky. My daddy was a slave, and his mama was a slave, and his daddy was a slave master. Well, he moved away from Kentucky, and moved into Southern Illinois, which was where I grew up when I was young. And when I was there, I learned about a job that was for a live-in service maid in Bloomington in 1916. Well, when I got off the train, I went right to work. I mean, it was kind of work, you know, that most of us black women did when we worked out of the home. Well, I was supposed to get a half day off on Thursdays and a half day off on Sundays. But to do that, see, I had to cram my whole day's work into the morning if I wanted those free afternoons. And the missus only gave me $4 a week. My first husband was Ike Saunders. And together, we ran the Working Man's Club in the middle of downtown Bloomington. Well, you know, this was in the early 1900s. And it was a club that had rooms and entertainment and a barber shop. And we had food, we had meals and everything for, you know, the black man that was coming through that was working in the city but didn't have nowhere else to stay. But we had to close it down in the 1920s when the prohibition was passed. Well, after that, I had to start working as a restroom attendant in Livingston's department store, and then I was a maid at the Illinois Soldiers and Sailors Home. Yeah. Well, in the 1940s, there was a boy who lived near my sister in down south in southern Illinois. And he had just graduated from high school. And he was real smart, you know, so I asked him, I said, are you going to college? And he said, no, ma'am, I don't think so, because, well, you know, my mama ain't able to send me. So I guess I'll just join the Army. Well, I said to him, Elroy, if you just want to go to school, you can come up here and stay with me. I mean, I just live one block from the school. And I have a very large house, and you can help me with the yard work and all that kind of thing. So that was really how I got started in running the boarding house for the college students at ISU. And it's been interesting.
Sweet.
I sent Police Story and then Pray to Kikapoo, and then Upload Southerners.
Praying Kickapoo? What's the Praying Kickapoo?
The Kickapoo tribe?
Oh, the tribe, yeah. McLean County's first white settlement was the 1820s. Oh, we threw them out of here, didn't we? Man. Not very nice of them. So. There are Kickapoo people in Kansas. What?
After that, you go to that.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the order that you set up for this?
No, that's the order it goes in.
Oh, you have to do that?
Immigration.
Okay.
Government.
Okay. Is that a mastodon? That's a mastodon.
You're a mastodon.
Rabbit, squash, beaver.
You're a mastodon.
Wild turkey, freshwater mussel, elk, turtle, turtle, gobble, gobble, goo, gobble, gobble, gee. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Corncob pipe. Abram Carlock's corncob pipe. Circa 1870. Upland southern people enjoy tobacco. Abram Carlock's boot spur. Upland, oh, it's a picture of upland southern settlers. Isaac and Cassandra Funk of Funk's Grove. Sometime in probably the 1850s. Funky Grove. The Irish immigrants. Many Irish immigrants came to America to escape famine. The railroad work they found here was difficult, and in Bloomington, the Irish also found a place to stay and establish roots. 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 Decorative plate. Circa 1910. Painted by a student at St. Joseph's Academy. Irish girls were taught the gentle arts. That's
the gentle arts?
I don't even call it.
Sorry.
Slamming stuff around. This German family brought the following items with them to McLean County. How did we get them?
There's more Germans. There were a lot of Germans here. There was like two German newspapers up until World War One.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That kind of kicked that.
Yep. Well, there are a lot of Jewish Germans here, too. Yeah. Most of that Jewish cemetery is German names.
Those who lived in Bloomington were typically skilled craftsmen or merchants. They found work in the Chicago and Alton shops or went into business as printers or jewelers. Mm-hmm. Those old shoes, those look, they don't look comfortable at all. I guess they had to wear them, though. Ready-made wooden shoes. Are those wood? In the thing?
Yeah.
Are those wood?
Shoes, yeah.
Oh.
Well, what does it say? Yeah.
Ready-made wooden shoes, circa 1880, for field work. Well, I guess they wouldn't be canvas or anything, but... Oh, wow. The colored man is no slacker. A Civil War?
No, it's World War One.
World War One. Okay. Well, I saw Civil War printed there. Red Williams' military funeral, 1918.
Look, Bloomington's white soldiers leaving. White soldiers doing
good. Bloomington's Black American Legion post was organized in honor of this war hero. An important milestone on the troubled road from discrimination to equality was the participation of African American men in war. 37 men proved that the colored man was no slacker in 1917 when they fought overseas with C.O.K.?
Colonel.
Colonel K? Like a danger mouse? Of the 370th
Colonel Commander?
Infantry.
Commander Colonel? Commander Colonel?
Colonel starts with a
did
C.
Did it back then, though? Because I know they changed around some stuff.
Yeah. Gus Red Williams didn't make it back.
Look at that.
It's a patriotic
print.
Oh, wow. African-American.
The Young Men's Fellowship Club team featured Walter Gaines.
Reverend... Who's Walter Gaines?
It doesn't say which one. Who it is.
Maybe he was a football player.
Yeah. Churches have long been the center of McLean County's African-American community.
Ooh. High tea at Normal AME Church. Friday, December 21st, 1906. Prelude to the Xmas festivity. They're going to serve baked chicken and pork, candied sweet potatoes, baked beans, hot rolls, coffee, oysters and fruit salad, pickles and pie.
Baked chicken.
We
but no, they completely like avoided any stereotypical.
Yeah.
They ate like white people.
Oh, yeah. We are sparing no means to make this festivity one of the grandest of the year. Supper, 25 cents.
We should find a time machine, hop it, and go.
Holy Trinity,
so
Jack
could
get baptized.
That's right. This was circa 1900. Holy cards? What?
Holy cards?
These holy cards, circa 1900, printed in French and German, were a part of a Bloomington Irish family's private devotions.
Mm-hmm. Holy cards. That's what they're called. It's different saints on them, prayers to certain saints. You also get some made up when you... someone you love dies. I have some from my Aunt Jackie's, my Aunt Helen's.
Oh.
Or devotional cards.
Oh.
Kane, Ryan, O'Hara, Conroy, Lynch, and McGrath.
You said it best. That's kind of flute. What is that flag? Flageolet. Flageolet. You should know about flutes. You played a flute. Clarinet.
Skin flute.
Stop it. Oh, the guest speaker at the Bloomington St. Patrick's Day celebration of 1899 was William Jennings Bryan.
Yankees.
Yankee community. Yankees were a liberalizing influence on McLean County. George Dietrich, who played the flute exhibited here, joined the Congregationalists because he needed a spiritual harbor for his abolitionism, and they were sympathetic to the operation of the Underground Railroad. Ooh, there's a hymnal from 1808. Wow. Rejoice, ye ransomed, and record the boundless mercies of your Lord. Ye are the city, it is said, whose shining light cannot be hid. Poetic license. Let our raptured spirits raise the gladdened song of grateful praise. Nor more permit our hopes to be silent upon the willow tree. Kitchen. Wow, look at all that. Oh, there's like a little high chair from back then. Because I'm crying for you, dear.
Every apparatus for rooming.
Oh, pucker costume. Wow.
Please take a recipe card. Oh, they're out of recipe cards. Your donation of 25 cents is appreciated.
Wow.
That's in German.
Unlike
plates and bowls.
Unlike every single other thing, no mention of who donated it.
This is Ku Klux. I thought it was Ku Klux Klan instead of Ku Klux Klan.
No, Yeah, it is Ku.
Maybe
this was a mistake.
Ku Klux Klan robes worn in Lexington and Bloomington. Ew.
I call them cluckers.
Circa 1925. Another clucker. The Klan was a hate group which targeted blacks, Catholics, and Jews. Because their hoods were considered to be cowards by many of the opposed.
Well, yeah, that's everyone a good else point. Donated by.
Yeah, ooh, nobody said. Maybe it's considered to be the same as the one below it.
Someone had it.
We found this.
Someone had it in their attic and didn't want to admit that their family.
Billy Sunday. Watch Sunday deliver one of his famous evangelical sermons. 1 minute YouTube video. Let's see YouTube. There's no link. I'll say.
Where no, there's no link. It's an iPhone, I think. Scan this here with your smartphone.
Oh, I don't have a smartphone. It might be silent. That's why you have to just watch it.
New the brass knuckles.
Wow. And a revolver, created by Mrs. V. Lowne. Meyer Brewery, Bloomington, shut down by forces of prohibition at the time of World War I. Oh, got a brewery that was shut down, baby. McLean County has had its share of social conflicts, a few of them violent and disgraceful. So are riots against the Copperhead publishers of the Bloomington Times, ethnic gang turf battles on Bloomington's west side, anti-saloon agitation, Yankees versus Germans and Irish, beer riots of Illinois State University students. Sounds like Illinois State University students. The ranting of the American Nazi Party.
Wow, he
could pass. Always a part of our history. What?
He could have passed.
Yeah, I guess he could have.
But, you know, he could have. Look.
Yeah.
If he had moved to a place where no one had known him. I mean, wow.
Yeah. Duff was part of the black exodus from Kentucky after the Civil War. Stayed because of the opportunities he made with his first employer, Jesse Fell. I want to say that house looks familiar, but it's only because it looks
like every other house.
Oh, look at these dudes. Mm-hmm. Unifying expressions. Baseball.
Baseball. I've seen those dudes.
Faculty of IWU, Illinois Wesleyan. The gavel used at meetings of the Orm Camp No. 7 of the Sons of Union Veterans, circa 1883. And the baseball is over here. Baseball pitched by Haas Radborn in the first completed World Series, 1884. So, baseball mitt from 1925. Picture Haas Radborn. Wow.
Oh, this one's Zucks come from.
Oh. keep coming.
Hello? Okay.
We're at the McLean County Museum. I love it here. So much. Jason just got bad news about his sister's dog. Oh, yeah. I'm emailing my recruiter to, you know, make her aware that I'm still here. So, yeah. Right now I'm looking at Germans. Yeah. I realize that was the German temple. I mean, it was the Jewish German temple. It's kind of cool looking. And 1889. It's pretty. A lot of Germans here. Guess we're gonna go soon, you know. Jason wants to get to Olive Garden. And I love him, so I indulge him. Let's see. Don't know what else I got here. Look at little dollies. They're cute. Well, I'll let you hear this. He's an Anabaptist.
I am Adam Suk. I was born in Unita County, Pennsylvania. And I left Pennsylvania with my father, also my two brothers, my sister and mother to come to McLean County when I was 11 years old. We left Pennsylvania to find a place to live with others who shared our beliefs, you see. That our lives should be based on Christ's true word. You see, that right-thinking Christians must pass through anxiety, persecution, and death to achieve heavenly rest, but not by slaughtering their physical enemies, but by struggling with the spiritual enemies within themselves. We traveled mostly by water, beginning with a trip...
I'm bored with this. So, yeah. This is an interesting story. Let's see. We're gonna go to look at, I guess, politics. Yeah. I don't know how to. Wait, pause. I can do.
Like Brianna Kuhn, ancestral country, Norway.
This is new.
I wonder if they were like, okay, I hope you guys aren't all from the same country, because that's going to get boring. If... No, but we got Ireland, Japan, Portugal, Turkey, Philippines. Well, that's some good work.
Nice. Nice.
Tutor.com.
Or Bloomington Phone Library.
Oh, okay.
That is
nice. Tutor.com is only free to those who possess a library card issued at Bloomington Public Library.
I mean, that's professional looking.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It's good.
Ooh, good one for blood.
The need is constant. The gratification is instant. Wow, American Red Cross. Call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE.
For Latino blood.
Type O, Latino blood. Oh, yeah. So I need to find out what blood type I am.
Wow, these are unimpressed. Not so much.
That's pretty good. I like that.
I mean, as artwork, I'm talking about like advertising, logo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, can't have everything.
No, I'm not feeling that. Like that.
If your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, become more, then you are a leader. John Quincy Adams.
I like his art, but
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which one is this one?
Okay. Alright. And
the
new shop
was
the
thing. Oh, no, I'm not worried. Yeah. Multicultural, like different colors as person.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Well, that one kind of does too, though, that one.
Yeah, but I think it's got the people, and I don't know, I like it.
Okay.
And he has an awesome name.
Akiko Slaughter.
Yeah.
His name also looks
like
oh, God. Quickly, their politics. So you still end up having to go fast.
Where is this supposed to be? No, where is this supposed to be?
Downtown London.
Printing Times office.
Sacking the Bloomington Times.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bloomington Times was sacked?
Yeah. And the paragraph went out. It was a big thing.
West side of the courthouse square was the scene of a mob action against the Snow Brothers, two pro-Confederate newspaper publishers. Mm-hmm. Oh, so it was a Confederate paper, Bloomington Times?
Well, not the paragraph. No, there were many newspapers. This was the Confederate one. Pamgraph was the...
Right, that's why I said the Bloomington Times was the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think they tarred and feathered them, too. Like, the all-white units. This is the Spanish American War. All-white units in the middle of the country. All black ones immediately dispatched.
Wow. Okay, so let me get this right. War was declared March 21st, 1898, and the Illinois militia units were activated immediately. In McLean County, four companies were organized for this splendid little war. The white units never left the country. However, the all-black Co-G-8th Illinois Volunteer Infantry was dispatched to Santiago for garrison duty. The Army asserted that black soldiers could endure tropical conditions better than whites. Ouch. That was the Bloomington Times. A tiny print.
Yeah.
Man. People's eyes just better back then?
I think paper was more expensive.
Yeah, but still. Hobbies. Yeah, Hobby was a name back then, too. Surgeon's Field Kit.
Oh, wow.
Containing bullet probes and scalpels. Most deaths in the Civil War were due to infection and disease. Wouldn't doubt it. Those don't look exactly
like
the cleanest
like
thing.
Some just Bactine probably would have saved 5,000. Yeah. Oh, I mean, like, Neosporin. Okay.
What's it? William Rolls and Alligator. Circa 1864. Rolls of the 33rd Illinois carried his pet through the South. Wow. Wow. The people of McLean County, the president has called for 300,000 more troops. Illinois must send her full quota. The governor has already called for 9 regiments. Time is everything, and enlistments must be speedily made. We suggest that the people of this county come together in mass meeting at Bloomington on Saturday, July 26th, at 2 p.m.
An angry mob with a newly mustered 94th sacked the offices of the Bloomington Times. Pro-Southern paper. Another Southern sympathizer attempted to ship a large grain shipment for the benefit of the South, which resulted in his family being shunned.
Jeez.
You're an enemy country.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's how it was then. Signed by... Treaty of 1819 was signed by Kickapoo, recognized as leaders by whites, but not by all the Kickapoo. One Kickapoo leader noted, "Damn quick put black on white," referring to his fellow chiefs signing the treaty. Gunflint, 1800. Axe Head, 1730.
Yeah. The Lake de Flambeau tribe?
Yeah.
Never. My dad's wrote up in the history. They never surrendered. They never...
signed any treaty?
No, they volunteered to be part of the United States.
Yeah.
Which is why they got much better treatment.
Oh.
He's like, did you notice when every 4th of July, all the uniforms and the veterans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a bunch. Armistice is signed. Oh, there's a pantograph on... Wait, what day? Doesn't say.
1918.
Oh, there it is. Monday morning, November 11th, 1918.
That was World War II.
World War will end this morning at 6 o'clock Washington time, 11 o'clock Paris time. Armistice was signed by the German representatives at midnight. Flute Journal... This is the last issue of this paper to be printed in the German language.
Mm-hmm.
April 5th, 1918. Surprised it took that long. If, it's German and
English.
German must be stamped out. Wow. In German, they say that.
Yeah.
Did we mention we're at war with you guys?
We trade a little better than the Japanese, though, at least.
Well, yeah. Jesse Fell, Abe Lincoln. This is Lincoln's. That's a letter of Lincoln's, isn't it?
It's probably a reproduction.
Well, it is a reproduction, but I mean, it's like his handwriting anyway.
Is this the. And Lincoln's funeral?
Man.
Catching the train.
What was this? I'm sorry.
Oh, young there. That's all. Just see how young.
Young soldiers, yeah. Let's see about how old they would have been.
You know, they look like 15, 16.
16, I was going to guess, yeah. At least Stevenson for president.
This was the...
Those are crazy looking handcuffs.
This is it.
Chase versus Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
After the Civil War, race issues were strong, particularly with the growing African-American community. In Danvers, the school board decided to build a separate but equal facility for two black children.
Two children.
Wow.
Two children.
The children's family filed suit. In his decision, Judge Tipton sidestepped the racial issue and ruled a right to interfere to prevent public funds from being squandered in such a reckless, unauthorized way. On appeal in 1874, the state Supreme Court agreed with Tipton. This decision led to a new state law which prohibited racial discrimination in schools.
Yeah. Huh? So Illinois was, McLean County especially, was integrated far before by just not dealing with the race part of it.
Yeah.
The thing it was a fraud, yeah.
Fraud on the taxpayer. Fraud on the
taxpayer. To build a whole separate thing for just two children. They're integrated in 1895.
That's pretty... Even fewer black kids, but not that much fewer.
Mexican, maybe, or
yeah, probably.
Yeah, isn't it awesome? If you look at the
Well, that little girl looks mad, though. Look at her.
She's mad in general. If you look at like the Wilmington High School.
Yeah.
Yearbook I have. That's a lot of African American Jesus.
Yeah.
Although a lot of more than the clubs, probably maybe because they had to work. Ready?
Are you supposed to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's not under ropes or anything. Oh, little school children back in the day.
Wait, this was the pipes back then, too?
Yeah.
A water pipe. Oh, no, it's a gas pipe. Wooden gas pipe. Gas through wood.
circa 1860.
A wooden gas.
Donated by Northern Illinois Gas Company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get it away from us.
Wooden gas pipe.
Oh, look at those little desks.
Skinnier kids.
Giant freaking bell. Well, that's, seriously.
There's
bell's like
kids.
The size of the kid.
Look, can you squeeze into that? Look.
Let's see. Oh, son of a. Oh, God. Ugh. Is there any gum under here? No gum. No, somebody did write on it, though. Shit. Job was here? Job was here. No, what does that say?
I don't know.
Looks like Job was here. It's like, God, why have you made me sit in this desk?
Stephen Douglas. God, he was uglier than Lincoln. I just like, man, poor guy.
Are those Keystone Cops? No, they're, what are they? I can't find. Just regular cops, let's say.
State your principles. Okay. The Bible should be run school. Agree or disagree?
Me? Are we doing me?
Mm-hmm.
Disagree.
Disagree. Democratic right.
Religious? I'm not saying it should be, but it
religious.
I think it can be.
Should. Should. Is it's part of
so
a.
So we're just saying, okay, yeah. Should. Okay.
As it says, should receive tax funds.
Religious schools should receive tax funds? I agree. Am I right?
Oh, we disagree on that. Republican. That's
it's
okay.
A school.
I don't care. Religious
school should teach
time.
Only in English. Disagree.
8. Socialist.
What?
Stop the expansion of slavery.
Agree.
Republican. That should ensure civil rights for all.
Washington should ensure civil rights for all. Agree.
Democrat. End school segregation.
Agree.
Communist.
What?
In 1919?
Oh, for 1919.
Women should have the right to vote.
Agree. Okay.
Socialist. In 1874.
Limit terms of service for elected officials. Agree.
So they can't, you know, no Strom-Thurmond.
Yeah. Please no.
Whigs.
People should vote directly on the big issues. Agree.
I disagree. Progressive.
What should they vote for?
No, the big
issue. The haircut of the candidate? Or
no, what? No. I mean, but, like, there'd be a nationwide referendum, like, voting on a question of, like, gay marriage. Right. Like, every person in the country gets to cast a vote.
Oh, you mean just on the issue?
Yeah, on the big issue, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Directly on the big issues.
I was interpreting it like that they should pay attention to the big issues.
No,
and
no, but they should be able to vote. Like, when you go, you, instead of voting for a representative, you vote okay. Directly on...
Okay, well, I'll disagree then. What am I now?
Foreign.
I'm foreign?
Disagree. So
Republican.
Okay.
All right. Foreign-made goods should be taxed higher.
I agree with a small pair of...
Yeah...
Seven.
Republican.
Foreigners. Disagree.
Disagree. Foreigners should be kept out of America. Disagree. Disagree.
Democrat.
Overseas wars are none of our business.
Disagree.
Disagree.
For me. Increase the supply of money to help the poor. We're going to skip that. Taxes.
I wouldn't talk about the 10-foot
We're too close to being poor, yet too educated to not lose hope of becoming rich. So we're going to...
We can't automatically just... rely on
we're gonna
just print more money and that'll be fine.
We're gonna avoid uncomfortable questions. It would not be good for marriage. Agree.
Taxes should be higher for rich people. Agree. What am I into?
Two.
Anti-monopoly party.
Yeah, I'm a Scrabble party.
Government construction projects for the public good makes the country richer.
I kind of agree. I don't know,
yeah.
Actually. Wigs. Interesting.
Huh. Wig slash
socialist. Who was the first African American to be elected to the U.S. Senate? Little Zebron.
Caramel Zebron, 1992.
Mm-hmm. Which of the contains of Hill's pterodactyl elements?
What? There, that one.
Barry Goldwater.
Yeah.
A-U-H-2-O.
Gold water, get it.
Gold water. Oh, that's so clever,
Turn of the century. Well, can't be that.
What presidential candidate lost James three elections at the turn of the century?
Yep.
What popular president twice defeated Stevenson, Adlai Stevenson? Yep, Ike. Gubernatorial candidate was also a treasurer of a local seed company founded in 1901. Yeah, probably. Yep.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Which president campaigned using bull moose? Okay, fine. President was Tricky Dick. Okay, that's kind of an easy one.
We gotta leave soon. We're over the whole floor.
Stairs.
Go well later today.
Why?
Because I need exercise.
Okay.
So the elevators are like made for like long ago skinny people. It's kind of claustrophobic over there.
Long ago skinny people.
Seriously, everyone was there. You want to be a Dutch?
This is familiar. Our mock trial.
Yeah, I know. It's where you awake us.
It is not. My character was.
That's what
it's an important and dubious distinction.
That's why I say the dummy, okay?
Are we allowed to be in here? Or is this part of it?
Jack, I would have Jackie up here and go, sustain.
She said sustain?
Actually, remember when Frank came to visit? And we went to the... You weren't there because you were at work.
But how would I remember?
Sorry. Frank came to visit. We went here. And he and Jackie played a word show.
That's so weird.
I don't know why she... I think it was right after she saw the iCarly award thing. So they would stand in there and make speeches. Thank you for... Frank made this great, rambling, imaginative speech. And Jackie loved it. Clapped. And... Great.
Your father is pretty funny.
My dad, when he remembers to keep your safety, where is actually really good kids.
When he remembers.
He remembers that they're actually, you know, delicate people. Ooh, wicked spring day. Crime, corruption, and scandal.
Oh.
Ow!
Oh, wow.
That hurt.
That hurt.
Yes, it did.
I knew it.
You could be more sympathetic.
What did that sound
that
like?
That hurt, too.
Ow.
That sounded sarcastic.
Not as bad as what...
I have this.
Standing in the corner.
There's a lot of these, actually. Yeah. I love history, and I come from a town that doesn't have much local history, so...
This one has a lot. This whole area has a lot of history. It really does.
Can you get this for Janelle as a end of thing project?
Well, that'd be nice. Yeah.
I just saw the exhibit upstairs. Come and get it. And this is the book that was written on that.
Oh, wow.
And he hasn't seen that yet. But when I was here with my daughter, that's all she wanted. That log cabin in the courthouse.
Oh, yeah. The log cabin. That's great.
Yep. Although she won't do the saw anymore because I accidentally pushed a little too hard. And her
the saw? Wait, what?
I'll show you. Awesome. Look at that.
It has begun. The pantograph reports. Oh, wow. The actual... Copy of the art.
Dude, is this on clearance?
The tour narrated by Abraham Lincoln. Written and performed by James Caran. He's done some Heartland plays.
Cool. This is fun.
80 years of WJBC. Right. This might be something. Beginning the early years. Narrated by Scott Laughlin and time to Todd Weinberger. Todd Weinberger's also done.
I know what Tom Weinberger is.
His actual...
I've been in plays with Tom Weinberger.
Yes.
Todd Weinberger.
At least from like actual...
Not the same play. He was in another 10-minute play, but, you know, same production.
At least from actual radio
recordings.
Weinberger? Yeah, he's from WJBC.
Yeah, I mean, like the stuff on here, is that actual...
recordings from?
Yes.
Off air?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I might purchase this.
Yeah, that was a lot of the things that they did back then.
Yeah.
Oh.
Something.
And then, of course, Don Munson, you know, was a big part of mm-hmm. WJBC.
Yeah, that's right.
Up there, right here, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead.
Oh, thank
you. Are you a member of the Historical Society?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What? No, I'm just talking. I think Jennifer's playing Julia Duff, if I remember correctly. Old castmate of mine is in the Evergreen Walk right now.
It's 5:39.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I think they split up. I think Jennifer just ended today.
Oh, are they done with it?
No. Jennifer. Just Jennifer's and
oh.
They split up the performances.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that
would
have been awesome. Well, I wish you had living there then.
Okay. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Is that a great question?
Which
one?
And that one.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, I would need a living there then, so.
Yeah.
I can't,
I
can't feel bad. I missed it.
I missed it.
Dad, what's wrong with you? You're the one who has the 20s thing.
Wonderful.
That's a fair tip.
That'll work just fine.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Why? Are these all different?
Yes.
What is all that? What is it? County cemeteries. Oh, it tells you where all the people are buried.
Okay. And that's about 10% off.
The most expensive has got to be one right out there.
Yeah.
All right. Upstairs.
Okay.
Oh, fire.
Skipping the library. Okay. Skipping the archives room. Dear God, if you fall on your face, I'm not going to finish that sentence. You are in a museum, you know.
I beat you.
I'm not racing. And to get past you, I would have had to push you.
Too late, Jackie. It's okay if you beat me this time, because it's not a race.
But if it is a race, I better win. Harriet Fuller Rust Discovery Room.
This.
That's what the pioneers had.
She was on that side. And she was holding it loosely, and I was too. But it went back to the pot, and then it went back a little too far, so it got her a little bit in the chest.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The handle. She did not like that.
I would have let her play with that thing.
So I'm a worse mother than you would be.
I'm not a mother. There's an outhouse. Oh, it's got two potties.
What?
The outhouse has two potties.
Two potties.
A big one and then like a little smaller, like little kid. A little potty next to your kid.
Take these things.
Ooh.
Remember?
What is it?
You have to catch the wink up.
Shipping wood. Oh!
It's really hard. Come on, practice.
So it's kind of like that. Okay, so it's like a little ball on a string where you try to push it upward and land
catch
a little.
It.
Yeah,
it's
catch
hard.
A little
it's harder
thing.
Than it looks. And then this thing, which Jackie thought was cool, that knew how to do.
Yeah. Oh, look, an old time air conditioner from the 1800s. I'm kidding. It looks like my mom's.
It. You ever see these?
What is that?
I used to make these in Girl Scouts. Ready?
Uh-huh. Whoa.
You pull it,
little string thing with a little wooden sticks on it, tied on either side, and that little wheel in the middle, and it makes a sound. You're gonna go into orbit.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Bunch of hats.
She tended to the pink stuff, and there's a little feather bed, and a cow.
So if she ever goes back in time, she'll know what to do. A washboard, a washing day, a bucket.
This is a Pillsbury.
Metal bucket. Okay.
Ooh.
Radios.
Nice.
No, television radio? I don't see where the...
Rebates both television. It could probably receive. You probably can only hear it, but it could probably receive the waves. Is that myself?
1948. 1925. Tower radio, 1989.
Wow.
Portable radio, 1961.
1925. Ooh.
Howard Radio Company radio, 1925. This Neutrodyne type radio featured technology that canceled out the high-pitched squeals that were common to earlier radio models.
Yeah, look, there's radio.
Huh? What'd you say? Night and day model alarm clock manufactured by Ingram Company. This clock derives its name from the glow-in-the-dark effect of the radium painted in the face and hands of the clock. Wow. I'm not happy with the zenith.
I think we had one of these for a long time in my kitchen.
Yeah.
1958.
Philco Woodstock television. Well, that's what they watched Woodstock on. Wow. Changing exhibits. What's that mean?
Oh, this means this isn't going to see your person. This is, she loves this.
Crosscut saw. Like this one would have been used to cut down a honeybee.
Crab apple? Wild raspberries. Wild strawberries. Wild blackberries. Wild plums. Pawpaw. Pawpaw, too.
Who?
Pawpaw.
Pawpaw.
Parisman. Hawthorn. Hog's potatoes. Tuber vegetable goes around the bottomlands. It's never very popular, but something folks ate in a roaster boil when they had no other choice. yeah, we won't try to read all this, but yeah. I found this amazing too. But it's like all the different stores that were there, and
oh wow, it's different.
This place was such a hub.
Yeah.
Soda water manufacturer, flour mills.
Flour mills.
Slaughter yard.
Grocery stores. Time grocery. Restaurants. Bakeries.
Soda water manufactory.
Mm-hmm.
That's when there were manufactories as opposed to just factories. Mm-hmm. Eventually, it'll just be like
oyster
trees.
Saloons. See?
Oyster saloons.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Taverns.
There was a craze, oyster craze.
Boarding houses. McLean County's 19th century boarding houses were transitional residences. They arose in the 1850s as small towns evolved into small industrial cities.
Swedish meatballs. Potato pudding.
Fattigmand?
Yeah. Looks like a...
egg yolks, sugar,
heavy
butter.
Donut. Does that make sense? Yeah, like five dozen. Swedish spice hots?
Rusk. Rusk. Rusk.
Upland.
Upland southern.
Grouse, wild turkey, or wild goose. Squirrel stew.
Burgoo.
Mm-hmm. Brown Betty. Cream fritters.
Ooh, Hallett and Burns Restaurant and Ice Cream Saloon. Fruits,
great?
confectionery, oysters, cigars, nuts, etc.
Right,
that was on Center Street, 204 North Center Street in the basement. I defy competition.
Center fried salt pork and boiled parched corn or omni.
1840.
Broiled coffee or tea with maple sugar. midday, pork pot pie or pork and beans, corn dodger, which is made of cornmeal, honey, suppers, leftovers, and or pumpkin bread, fried or stewed apples and stewed peaches, water and coffee tea with maple sugar.
And that's what you got. You just walk in and be like, give me one, please.
Look at all the wine and breweries there were. I mean, wow.
Meyer Brewing Company.
Schrader?
That was shut down when Prohibition happened. See, I learned something today.
Now it's the Highland Golf Course.
Yeah.
Stein. At least 33 drinking saloons.
In Bloomington by 1868. Wow. Wow. Well, they had to do something.
All right.
Pantograph was weekly back then, apparently.
The farmhouse kitchen. Breakfast. Scrapple, which is a liver pudding or sausage, broth from pudding or sausage, cornmeal, whole wheat, flour, oatmeal, applesauce, bread, butter, grape jam, tomato juice, and coffee. It's probably the biggest because you gotta go work on the farm. Midday. Schnitz and knip. Cured ham or ham hock. Dried. Well, it's not bad. Or meat pot pie, sauerkraut, or boiled hay beans, which is dried green
green string beans, bacon or salt pork, salt.
To season it.
Yeah.
Fried apple turnovers. Oh, that's pretty good. Supper, cold baked ham or bologna. Chow chow, which looks like a vegetable casserole. Apple butter.
You'd have eaten that. I'd have had the cold baked ham.
Choufla pie.
Cottage cheese. Or ginger snaps, grape juice, bread and butter, coffee.
You like ginger snaps?
Yeah, that's good.
Well, the restaurants.
Cornflakes. They had cornflakes way back in the day too. Cornflakes are very old.
Look.
By the 1920s.
Grand Cafe. Bloomington's longest continuously running restaurant.
Founded in 1917.
90 years.
Yeah. Wow.
90 years.
Greenville Cafe and the Quality Cafe. Until the 1920s, eating out was not something most McLean County residents were likely to have experienced. Wow.
All right, the Progressive Kitchen, 1920s. Breakfast, stewed pigs or stewed figs or stewed prunes or grapefruit. Makes the body moving. Poached eggs or German toast, a.k.a. French toast or cream of wheat coffee. Luncheon, cold sliced ham, deviled eggs. That was good. Or chili con carne. That'd be you. Beet salad or pear salad, bread and butter, cupcakes to your milk. Supper, cream of celery soup or tomato bisque. So I'd have celery, you'd have bisque.
Yeah, yeah.
Head lettuce and Thousand Island dressing. Well, I could do that. Cream chicken on toast or roast beef and potatoes. I'd have the cream chicken on toast, you'd have the...
Roast beef and potatoes.
String beans or baked parsnip. If I had to choose, I guess string beans. Fresh rolls. I'd have banana pudding.
Apple pie or chocolate cake or banana pudding, coffee or milk. Recipes taken from Bloomington Benefit Cookbooks, 1920s.
The anti-German hysteria touched off by America's entry into World War I was the final blow to McLean County's German food or anything German. So instead of sauerkraut, it was Liberty sausage or Liberty cabbage.
What if that fooled anyone?
Liberty steak. Remember the whole war stuff, French toast? It was like Liberty toast?
Yes.
Freedom toast?
Freedom fries.
Freedom fuckers. Great Depression. And the modern kitchen. My parents' kitchen was a lot like this growing up.
Yeah.
It's the Buddy Crocker menu.
Circa 1970.
Orange juice, meat, scrambled eggs, whole wheat loaf and ham, cream cheese, and potatoes, smoked celery, shrimp, so. I doubt they all did that. I mean, my mom made homemade meals.
Well, it's just a standard. What could you often find in a kitchen at that time?
And this is where I would get ideas on where to go. It's all the local menus.
Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know. Like that. Actually, I want to go back to Central Station.
Ozark House Restaurant.
Central Station looks really good.
Central Station.
Mm-hmm. Medici.
Bing's Wok Chinese Restaurant.
Famous Days. Luca. Oh, Luca. That's right downtown, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do they have lasagna?
Probably.
They do. I'm just saying.
But are they an Olive Garden?
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Let's go. We should get going.
Okay.
Tweet your mom's name first. DM until it should, so if you don't have to come back, we'll know what time.
Okay.
We can cut it closer eating, because we'll be right down the street.
It's about 20 to 2 now.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Really? Yep.
Get come back. Oh, first we got to stop up to see if you'd be drafted.
I don't want to be drafted.
I don't think you have a choice. That's why I spelled drafted.
Oh. Is this army drafted, or is this something you get like drafted?
Yes. There's no galleries open up on this side anymore.
No, we took down the world.
Yeah, that one left in August. Sorry.
I won't be that way.
I don't know if you'd be drafted. I think you're too old.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. I think you're too old to be drafted.
Pretty sick. What did it do?
First of all, a sheet of paper where you took a checklist of whether or not you're eligible for the draft. Like, are you a student?
At
are
what
you
era?
Vietnam.
Okay.
Are you a student? Are you a member of the clergy? Do you have any of these medical conditions? Da, 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 da. And then if you didn't fit those conditions, you were eligible. And then you picked a number out of a big thing, and then You compared your number to what numbers were called.
Wow.
Is that cool?
Huh. But I wouldn't have been because I have dependents.
What?
Jackie. I'm dependent.
I don't think that counted.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you had to. Lots of people will not end up so they wouldn't have to.
Oh,
cool.
I don't think so.
I could have sworn that's supposed to be. I'll have to look at it.
Maybe it is. Yeah, Pete. Answer.
I think it's a
thing. What?
It's a
little courthouse. Oh, cool, thank
you. That's what I said. Mm-hmm. Was the smallest plane in the world. It was built in 1932. Wow, it's a bright orange with a blue racing stripe. Signed by Owen Tilbury of Bloomington, the racing plane won small aircraft racing competitions while setting world speed records in its class during the early 1930s. Gigantic trophy right here. Wow. Look at it here. That's behind ropes, so I can't get on and take a ride. Oh well. NR12931. Tilbury Flash. Ooh. That's very cool. I like that. What's over here? Fireproofing the courthouse. Oh, it tells how the immediately after the disastrous fire of 1900, which burned the previous courthouse. That's a cool plane. I like that plane. Listen here.
It's open. It was open one time. It was missing. Frank?
Is that a vault?
It's a vault. It's a 3 or 4 story vault. It's a vault, and every door, every floor has those doors, and there's a circular staircase that goes on it.
Oh, wow.
It's really
got it closed down.
Well, everything was open accident.
You're not supposed to. Frank messed up.
There's lunch tonight.
Cool. Ooh, there's one that's.
Oh, I would have liked to have gone to that one.
Oh, that's on the 13th. You still could.
Tomorrow?
No, I think it's the day after. What day is it?
Frank and Mary.
Well, it sounds like something Frank would like. The 11th. Yeah, that's on Thursday.
I'm sorry, did you not hear the second part of who's coming?
Mary? She wouldn't like it.
Well, I also got to clean up. So
it's only a half hour.
It's 12:10
to 12:40.
Move that box. Okay.
Oh, that's cool. LeVar Burton. LeVar Burton's going to be at Breeden Auditorium.
Uh-huh.
November 14th.
Uh-huh.
What's he doing? The Power of the Written and Spoken Word. An Evening with LeVar Burton. And I don't know any of the other names that are speaking.
Reading's like a rainbow.
Find your roots that way. Look at me like that. I'm much cooler than you ever give me credit for.
No, do you know why I had to look at you that way?
Why?
Because I couldn't think of another stamp retort to come back, so I had to, like, yeah. Look, the club building, see? You sat in their chair.
We did sit in their chair. Hopefully they don't want it back.
Isn't that cool?
It is cool. That was our day at the museum, kids.
Let's go get your mommy's thing.
Okay.